Kum Lenin Ablak Yomara, we are up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Top of the page. We're still learning about Tzedakah, we're finishing the Sugya of Tzedakah. Beautiful Sugya. Tanyim Galerin, we learned Amru Olav, they said about Al Binyamin Atzadik. They said about Binyamin Atzadik. We don't know much about him. He was a guy by Tzedakah. We said before that who could be a guy by Tzedakah? Almost someone who's as trustworthy as Hanani Mitradyan. And Pamachas once, boss, each of the a woman came to him, Bishnei Bitsaid, it was the hunger years, years of famine. Omrullah, she said to him, Rebbe, Parnasani, feed me. Omrullah, avoid, I swear to you, she ain't big cooper, she's not a clue, it's a hunger, it's a famine. There's no money in the box, in the pushka. Omrullah, Rebbe, she said, Rebbe, you may not have to find the same. If you don't feed me, Hari Isha, Vashiva, Banea, the woman, which is herself, and my seven children, Mason, will die. Omad, he went stood up, he fed her from his own money. The Yamim, a couple of days later, Chola, he became ill, the Nutalamas, and he was about to pass away. Omru Malachi Hashem, the Gosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom. Ata Marta, you right, Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achaz Mi Yisrael. Whoever is Mekayim when Nefesh Yisrael, Ki Ilu Kayim Olim Molei, as if he's Mekayim Olim Molei. Ubinyamin Atzadik, we'll have that in Sanhedrin, and Binyamin Atzadik, Shetia, Tichia, Isha, Vishibana, he helped survive a woman and seven children. And Yomuz Bishani Muatas Halalu should die in such a short time. Miyad Korul Exadinai, they ripped up his Exadin. Tana, we learned Haisifuloi, they added to him Esim Vishtaim Shana Al Shanaisav, another 22 years. What's the Cheshon 22 years? We're going to go into the beautiful word. He says that, what do you call it? That a woman who is pregnant for 9 months. And you nurse a child for 2 years. So if you calculate, he saved the seven children who were nursed for 2 years, and they were 9 months pregnant. So you multiply eight times, because it's eight people, eight times 2 years is 16 years, and eight times 9 months is 72 months, which is 6 years, is 22 years. So he saved these people who were 22 years. Or others say, the reason the Cheshbon for the backstory, I forgot who was bringing it, they say the Cheshbon 22 is because each one of them has a mitzvah peruvu, which is a boy and a girl. So there are seven children. Each child is going to have two. So that's equivalent of 21 and the mother. So it's 22. So therefore, you say, when you save somebody, the Mishnah says it's an Cheshbon, you're saving not only the person, but you're saving all the future generations. We learned Ma'ase b'mun b'zman melech. The story of b'mun b'zman melech. We have him a few times in Shas, and it's a big controversy who he was. One Gerson Shas is that he was a Talmud of, he was a son of Talmai HaMelech, the one who had the Torah translated. But generally, we learned that he's from the, like Rashi says, he's from the base Chashmonaim, and he was the son of Mumbas of Helani HaMalka. If you remember, he had the Gemara Suka that Helani HaMalka and her seven children were all, they were Megayar, all Talmid HaChamim. So Mumbas HaMelech. It is a geir, or we're not sure exactly who he was. Anyway, the story of the Melech, Shabiz Ben Yisrael, he wants to open up his whole treasury, and all the treasures that his parents collected, Bishnei B'tzayd in the hunger years, and he said, all the poor people, come and take. The Chibra Lov Echo, his entire family jumped on him. He was a king, what do you want? What do you move sugar? Avaisecha gone. So all those years, your ancestors that were collecting and hoarding, and kept on adding and hoarding, you're just giving it away. They hoard it for themselves here. I'm doing it for myself. Where does tzedakah come from? My parents letters boy in a place where anybody can pilfer. Nobody can get to. It's just sitting there. And my tzedakah is an investment. Will make payers. This is the fruits of his work he will eat. So we see that it's going to grow. And I invested in the nefashos. So therefore, what am I doing? By giving them food, I am saving the nefashos. They're going is for their children and grandchildren because they had nothing from it, just sitting there. And I was going for my own self. I said, Lachoti, it's Doka, you will benefit. It says the Pasik, the Holach Lefon of Sikecha, that the Tzedakah should go before you, Kohen Hashem, yes. So we see from that what? That is going to go before you in the future world. That finishes the Sugya of Tzedakah. Beautiful Sugya. Talking about right there. It says in the Mishnah, if you purchase a land, a house, normally it says, come, we said before, come, you have a year. That you should be considered ka'anche year, we said 12 months. However, if he bought himself a house, if he bought a house, it's straight away. You have to buy a house. If you buy a piece of property, not even a house, a piece of land. And what size land? A minuscule size of land. He's already considered a member of the city. We learned another Baruch Shem Gemara says that if you buy karka, which is, again, the second Shem Gemara also argues in the Mishnah, which says if you bought a house. He said if you bought karka, but it has to be a sizable amount of karka that is suitable to build a house. Two opinions of Shem Gemara. So the Mishnah. We already had this Mishnah in the Gimel. We don't divide the chotzer at shehei arba amas lezeh, but arba amas that it should be subdivisible. That you should be able to what? Divide it. Do not divide it. You cannot force me to split the chotzer unless each one of us retains four amas. Not a field. What's a minimum size of field? A field that's large enough that you can plant nine kavin in that field. You don't need such a large field, even smaller than that, but nine half kavins. Not a garden. When it comes to garden, even a smaller patch, because a garden you can plant 12 months a year, you just keep on changing the seasons. A sada is only one season, so you want to make it chashiv, worthwhile. Even a quarter of a kav is enough by a garden. Not a palace. There's another kind of a palace. Not a chicken coop. Not a talis. Not a bathhouse. Not an olive press. Not a field that has water to irrigate. The rule is that has to be that after you divide it, each one can make use of whatever I'm left with. So that cloud, the rule is, anything you divide, it still retains its original name, Chilkin. When is this talking about? Bizman Sha'ain Shneim Raitzim, where they don't agree. I'm trying to force you to divide. Avosh Bizman Sha'ain Raitzim, if we both agree, then I feel a pachad bekan yachlek, you can divide anything. Now, what do you mean? I need to tell you that for it's obvious. So we already had one of Gimel, the Gemara said, to teach you the next din. Bekisve HaKoidish. When it comes to Kisvei HaKadosh, which we can learn in the second half of this, the end of this Pedik, lo yachleku, it's covered of the Tanakh, you cannot divide the Sefer if it's bound together. So when we say, when we split a chatz of four amas each, it's a part, it's an addition over and above the four amas that each door gets. Besides the four amas, you get by your door because you have a donkey and it's pekla. You're not going to bring it into your house. You leave it outside, so you need four amas for that. So you really need 16 amas in the chatzah. Tanya, remember we learned in cholk in chatzah, shemana amas, lezeh, shemana amas, they need a minimum of 8 amas, 4 for the doors and 4 for the middle. How do you reconcile that with our mission? Is 4 and 4. Elo shmamino, get abasi. The 4 in our mission is besides the 4 for your door. Shmamino. You can turn it into a question. The tanan in cholk is chodzi ba abamaz abamaz. But time we learn shmoy namaz shmoy namaz. Amar abasi. Arba amaz. Amru chutz meshob sachim. Now we have an interesting machleke. We also had this in sukkah already. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna said, chotzer mischalekes lefi psochea. If my house has 2 doors and your house has 1 door, I'm entitled to 4 amas for each door. So I'm going to get 8 amas and you're going to get 4 amas. And only afterwards, if there's still another 8 amas, we'll split. And Rav Chizda, man, nation, Rav Amas, l'chol Pesach, Pesach. Sorry, I made a mistake. Rav Huna says we divide the chotzer in the proportion. If I have 2 doors and you have 1 door, I get 2/3 of the chotzer and you get 1/3. And Rav Chizda says, Neistin arba amas lechol pesach, but pesach shav chelki b'shava. Rashi learns over here is talking about a case where because Rashi here is a little bit closer than Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi here learns that this case is only talking about, only, a father who yashened his children and he gave the houses to his children. So the question is, what was he thinking when he gave the house? Did he want to give, you know, 2/3 and 1/3? Did he want to give 4 on each door and so on and so forth? But in Nashenkein, two people buy a house, you know, I buy this house, you buy that house. There's no, I have no more entitlement than you do. Why should I? Mashen Rashi Sukkah learns no difference. Even if you buy a house, this is a din of shutfin, that this is, you know, whoever has more doors needs more space. Tanya, we learn Kavos of Chizde Psachim and the beautiful Ktsasimus. Psachim Shebechotze Yeshlin Arba Amis. The Chizde says that the doors in the Chotze have four Amis. Sorry, we look in the Brayse like a Chizde that the doors in the Chotze each one has four Amis. Hoyul Zeh Pesach Echad Zeh Shebechotzeim Zeh She Yeshli Pesach Echad Noitel Arba Amis four Amis. Zeh She Yeshli Pesach Noitel Shmein Amis. What eight Amis each door four Amis. Vashar Cholkim Shavah.
The other one has one door. You still
need
more space. You
are the guy. No, you bring donkeys and your wares and everything else. So you park in front of two doors. And why Luchayda does this house have two doors? Because you bring more things in there. Why would you have two doors in the first place? Yeah. So you have four amas of depth, and then you have whatever the width of the door is. Anyway, right. Your door was 8 amas wide. You get 8 amas according to the width of the door. And the 4 amas in the chatzah. 4 amas in the chatzah. Right? Anyone doesn't understand? What do you mean 4 amas in the chatzah? 4 amas in the chatzah. What do you mean 4 amas in the chatzah? You might have thought it's somewhere else. You get another 4 amas. I'm going to buy you a hachik. I'm going to buy you a hachik. The width of the door. And the 4 amas in the depth. In other words, you have the width of the door. And then you have going out into the chatzah 4 amas. That's talking about doors. Hi Peter, this souffle. That if you have over there, if you have a hole, a pit in your chutzah, that they should throw all the pips inside this pit and then use it later for fertilizer or to feed animals with it. So you have a space around this pit so that you can what do you call it? Maybe to throw your things. Yeah, but for food. It was animal fodder. Yeah. Yeshle arba amis choruach veruach. He has four amis on every single side. When do we say he has four amas all around this pit if he doesn't have a door from his house, like a back door that specifically goes to that pit? If he has a specific door in the back of the house that goes to that pit, he has four amas in front of his door. An aksadra, which is a porch, doesn't have a separate four amas because it's a porch, not a house. You can bring the animal inside. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis what Aksadr is, and we have it all over Shas and Erevin and other places. According to Rashi, Aksadr means it has no walls, totally open. According to Tesis, it has three walls, but the fourth side is open. So, because Tesis brings it, I will have actually more basa later, that this world is doima to an Aksadr that has three sides and the fourth side is open. So, if anybody says that I'm the Abish to close off the fourth side, we'll see later what that means. So anyway, so Aksadra has no four amas because it's open. Bring the animal inside. Why should we give you four amas in chutzah? Time of mamash. Repeated masai. The whole reason why we give four amas is you can dismantle the donkey and take off the wares. Hocha efshe da ayel gavoy mefarik. Why can't you invite the animal inside the porch and take off everything there? Mosi Rav Sheikh has a question. We learned echad shari botim. We learned that the gates, the little shari botim, those little houses that they have in front of the houses. Look like the little guardhouse. The echad shari aksadrois. So that entrance to that house, ushare aksadrois. The entrance to the aksadra yesh lehendel amas. It's clearly here that the entrance to a porch has four amas. You're telling me there's no four amas because you can bring the donkey inside. It's clearly here that they do have four amas. The limara kitanya he. That's talking about aksadra de beirav. That's a special aksadra. That's aksadra beirav. That aksadra beirav has four walls. Says the gemara. So then what makes an aksadra? Big windows. A lot of windows. And Taisa learns that it has a fourth wall, but a low wall. Aksadra beirav pshita luchay is a regular house. Yidroin amalyi, it's a regular room. What's a chiddush? Ella baksadra rumaisa. It has four walls, but they're all low walls. They don't really reach up to the ceiling. So therefore, even though it still has a lot of big open spaces, you cannot bring a donkey inside because at the end of the day, it's like a house. That's a chiddush. Talmud, we learn Beisha, this little guardhouse, Aksadra porch, Umar Peset. Umar Peset is the upstairs, and you have a porch going all around. Five or six houses are up there, but they all come up through the same ladder. There's one ladder that takes you upstairs from outside, and then they split up into different people go to five different houses. So how many amas?
It's like an upstairs porch.
Yeah, but the entrance is outside of the house. Am I peset? A peset porch, balcony.
It's
a balcony. So how many amas? Now five people sharing it. So you might think that five people should get five times four amas. There's no only Yeshla and Dal Damas. They only are entitled to four Amas because downstairs, out in the Chotze, there's only one ladder, so there's only one door. They only get four Amas. Even though you have five houses, they only get four Amas. Chicken coop, and there's a door from this chicken coop to the Chotze. Yeshla Dal Damas, so Ainla Dal Damas. Is it entitled to four Amas or not? Omalei time am I? What are you entitled for? Amis Mishup Pidok Masoi, so that you can take off the donkey pocket outside and take all the things off. Mashenkein, Hocha Metapas Vaoilim Metapas Veyder. The chickens jump over the walls and go inside. So they don't need four amis. Boyim Leirovin Nachman. What about a bayis? A house. Chetzyoy Mekoida VeChetzyoy Einim Mekoida. You have a house. Interesting house. Half of it has a roof and half of it doesn't. Is the question is yesh loy dal? Now we think that a house that has no roof, why would you bring a donkey inside? A house that has a roof, you have what to protect your privacy. You want to protect your thing. You don't want to bring a dirty animal in. But if it's open anyway, which means exposed to all the elements, what's the big deal if a donkey comes inside? Yeah, but this house doesn't have a roof. Strange house. Half of it doesn't have a roof. Is yesh loy dal damas or ain loy dal damas? Is he entitled to not? Amalei said to him, "Ain't loy dal damas. He's not entitled to. You can bring your donkey inside. Loy meboya. You don't have to say kirui of milgave. The inner part of the house is covered. The efshe the aile gavoi umefari. You can walk inside because the outer part of the house is exposed. So just bring the donkey to the outer part of the house. Elafilu kirui klapi chutz. Even if you can tell me the covered part of the house is the outside." And the interior is uncovered. Efshed the aile gavoy mefadi. You bring the donkey all the way in the back of the house, and that's where you park the donkey. What happens if you have a street, and you have a number of chatzeders that come off the street? If one of the people in the mavi should bikish lahachze pischer the mavi yachar, he has an opening to the mavi, and he wants to open the mavi, open it to another side. He wants to open it to another street. The new street. They say to him, "We don't want you to open your door. We don't want you to have. We don't have more foot traffic in our street." They can stop and say, "We don't want more foot traffic." Like people over here stop all the time. We don't have new apartments or new houses. We need more traffic. Traffic is an issue.
So his house is sort of the joining point between the two.
The back
streets.
Of my house fronts on another street, let's say, but I want to open it to that street. And they can say, no, we don't want you to walk up and down here because, you increase the foot traffic. Aksanya, what about Aksanya? Machlek is a shiny mot pshat. Rashi Aksanya means when the soldiers used to come through and people had to pay money to feed them. How do you calculate that? What does Aksanya mean? They used to give fertilizer to the government. How do you calculate what each person has to give?
To host the soldiers?
Yeah, or give money. Or give money for it. Yeah. Is Aksanya Lefi Bnei Adam Mischalek? Is how do you calculate what each person has to pay? You look at how many people live in that house, or Lefi Psachim Mischalek is, or how many doors. Hard to understand the doors if you learn like Rashi that's talking about this. What does the feeding of the soldiers do with how many doors you have in the house? If you learn it's Zevel, could be throw the Zevel out the door. So if you have two doors, maybe you throw more Zevel out or something. I don't know. But at least you can make a little bit of sense out of it. But if it's the army, well, what does Psachim do with anything? Yeah, I don't know.
More
people. So no, you just said Lefi Bnei Adam. Oi. What's the oi? What's the or? Did I just say Lefi Mammon? We had before in the Zion base. How much money you have? How many people are in the house? So fertilizer take goes according to the doors. Because sometimes you throw through the door. They used to build up their like a compost. They used to build up all their fertilizer. Aksanya from Adam, and Aksanya is according to the people. Rav Huna said, Echa b'bnei mavli, somebody in the street. Shebikish listim k'nege pischoi. If, let's say, there's a number of houses that come up a street, and I want to have an entrance to my house, I want to put a semicircular gate in front of my house, so people have to walk around it because I want privacy. But I'm intruding on all the people on the street. I'm making it a bit uncomfortable or inconvenient for them because they have to walk around. So echad b'bnei mavi shebikesh listim k'neged pischa. He wants to seal off in front of his door. B'nei mavi ma'akvin all other people. If you can stop him, shemar b'alein esaderech. He's causing them to walk a little bit extra, and he has no right to impact on the public. And finding the public, these other people in the street who have a right on the street to the street. Meish, I'll ask you a question. We learned chomesh chatzedet psuchil mavi. You have five courtyards open to a street. Kulan, let's say one is successive, you know, in a straight line. So you have A, B, C, D, E. A is in the very forefront of the mavi. When you walk down the mavi, the first place you pass is A, then B, then C, then D, then E. So the five chatzed is open to chatzed. Kulam, mishtam shechatzayne. All of them have to pass by A to get to B, to C, and D. The chatzayne's rights are only to A. Chatzayne, the one who lives in A, doesn't have a right to the rest of the mavi because I'm a member of the street. No, you don't. Because you don't need to go further down the street. You need to go to A. But E needs to go the whole way, so he has a right through the entire street. The rest, Mishtams and Mashniah. B, so C, D, and E have a right to use B's, you know, the street in front of B. But B can only use B and A, can't go any further, has no rights any further. Vashni, Mishtam, La'atzim only has rights for its own. Umishtam, Meshach, Chatzayin has rights to A, but no rights beyond that. Nimtzas comes out. Pnimi is the guy who lives in the very interior. At the end of the cul-de-sac, Mishtameshes la'atzma u'mishtameshes im kol achavachas. Yeah, uses his own and he can use all of this. You just said a minute ago at Avhuna that if somebody in the street wants to block off his house, everybody can stop him. And you don't stipulate that only a guy, you know, only the guy in the front A wants to, you know, we can all block him. Sounds to me that even E wants to put a little gate in front of his house, everybody can block him. In other words, you'd have Huna hold that everybody is entitled to be a to use the street. So yeah, and yet
even
the Braise
impinges on the other people.
And yet he says that the Braise clearly states that A, you know, the one on the exterior of the mavi. Yeah, he's not. What are the rights of the people on the in the cul-de-sac? The Tanya we learn. If somebody wants to open his house to another street, spill onto another street, then b'nei mavi marked all other people on the street can stop. If your house was closed, if there used to be a door, and then you closed, sealed it up, and now 10 years later you want to reopen it, ain't b'nei mavi makin alav, because you already had that entitlement, and no one ever took it away from you. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon Elazar says, chomesh chatzeda, the case we just said, hapsuch l'mavi, kulam mishtamshes b'mavi zu im zu. Everyone has a right to use a mavi with each other. So Rav Shimon says everyone can use the mavi. Everyone has rights. Now Luchayda, what's he bringing? Introducing that? Who argues with that? Chatzedes. Sorry.
This is a
street. It's a cul-de-sac. Imagine a cul-de-sac, and from my house, I decided, you know, to go out into the street and put a gate around my house. So everybody can stop you because now they, you know, you're impacting them because they have to now walk back. Oh, that's blocking a window. As long as you live a tiny hole, that's all right. Chatzedes mande kashmayu. How does Reb Shimon Elazar introduce chatzedes? Nobody discussed chatzedes here. Chesuri mechza. Obviously, that was missing, and there's an argument here. Vachik tani. V'chein chomish chatzedes. V'chein chomish chatzedes. V'chein chomish chatzedes. All use the outer one. V'chein chomish chatzedes. And the Tanakhama holds that what? That the outer one only has rights to the outer one, and the inner ones have rights to the outer and the inner. If there are five chatzedes on the mavi, they all use the mavi. That's the machlekes. Oh my, you just said how you saw some of the door was closed off. You want to reopen it? Ain't b'nei mavi makanu. They cannot stop you. What's the law? Oh my, rove, depends. Lo yishanu eloshalei paratzep. So you never remove the frame, even though you sealed the door. You never remove the frame. That means you still have countenance that one day you are going to reopen it. So therefore, you never lost your rights. Avo paratzep simav. If you completely sealed and removed the door frame, that means you've been meichel your rights. Then b'nei mavi makil, they can stop you. We have a raya to you from a braisa. The laws of tumah are that the tumah is, you know, spreads like an oil, spreads all over. And if there's if you close it up with a door, it's as if the tumah breaks right through the door. But if you remove If you have a cave in and there's no way for the tumah to go, then it breaks everywhere and 4 amas all around the cave becomes tumah. So if there's a door, the tumah only goes out through the door. If there's a window, the tumah goes out through the windows. But if there's no door, no windows, nothing, then the tumah breaks out 4 amas all around this cave and is tumah.
It has a tefach.
If there's no tefach, yeah. Bayis sosum, a sealed of house, yesh lay dal dam, still entitled. So if you close the door down, he's still entitled to open it again. But paras a psimav, it's clearly here, you remove the door frame. Now the Braise, so that's a clear proof to Rava, but the Braise continues. What about Kebe a cave that was open, sasum, the pischa sasum, the door now is closed, because the door is still considered a door, and therefore that's where the mace will come out, so therefore that's the opening, though right now it's sealed off, but as long as the door frame is there, so the tumah of 4 amas is only by the door and not surrounding the rest of the house. Or the paras is psimav, you remove the door frame, this sasma, and you seal it off, then metamik kol sviva, there's no entrance, no exit, so therefore the entire house becomes tamei. Bayis sasam a seal of house, ain't a metamik kol sviva, there's not metamei all around, only where the door used to be. Paras is psimav, metamik kol sviva. Metamik kol sviva. Okay, we'll stop picking it tomorrow.